Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Hail, O star of ocean, God's own mother bearest, ever sinless virgin, heaven's porto fairest, taking that sweet by Gabriel spoken, Eve's own name reversing, be of peace the token. Break the sinner's fetters, light to blind restoring, all our ills dispelling, every grace imploring. Show thyself a mother in thy supplication. He will hear who chose thee. Incarnation. Virgin all excelling, passing meek and lowly, win for sinners pardon, make us chaste and holy. As we journey onward, aid our weak endeavor, till we gaze on Jesus, and rejoice forever. Father, Son, and Spirit, give we equal glory, equal praise and blessing. Amen.
God has crowned his Christ with victory.
God has crowned his Christ with victory.
May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you accepted the perfect sacrifice of your Son upon the cross. Hear us during times of trouble and protect us by the power of his name, that we who share his struggle on earth may merit a share in his victory.
God has crowned his Christ with victory. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the King. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips.
You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age.
Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence.
The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Father, you have given us life on this earth, and have met us with the grace of redemption. Bestow your greatest blessing on us, the fullness of eternal life. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord.
Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father.
Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father.
O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made.
Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals.
For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation.
You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father.
A reading from the letter to the Galatians. When the designated time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to deliver from the law those who were subjected to it, so that we might receive our status as adopted sons. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
The Lord is with you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Holy Mother of God, Mary, ever Virgin, you are the temple of the Lord and the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Beyond all others, you were pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Holy Mother of God, Mary, ever Virgin, you are the temple of the Lord and the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Beyond all others, you were pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us praise God, our Almighty Father, who wished that Mary, his Son's mother, be celebrated by each generation. Now in need, we ask, Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. O God, worker of miracles, you made the Immaculate Virgin Mary share body and soul in your Son's glory in heaven.
Direct the hearts of your children to that same glory.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You made Mary our mother. Through her intercession, grant strength to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, pardon to sinners,
salvation and peace to all.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You made Mary full of grace.
Grant all men the joyful abundance of your grace.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. Make your church of one mind and one heart in love.
And help all those who believe to be one in prayer with Mary, the Mother of Jesus.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You crowned Mary Queen of Heaven.
May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ Himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
As we venerate the glorious memory of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, O Lord, through her intercession, that we too may merit to receive from the fullness of your grace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.